guys in. Ready? In 5, 4, 3, 2.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Lex Pete.
And it's your girl, Dre and Nicole.
And you are tuned in to another episode of Poor Minds,
where a drunk mind speaks sober thoughts.
What's up, sis?
What's up, sis?
You look nice today.
Thank you. So do you.
You know, I was going for a little jazz club look. You know how they be like.
Oh, yeah.
Is you a poet today. Is always you ain't my baby. You know? Mm-hmm. You feel
I
it?
See, see you
seen those all?
You know I love an all black moment.
Yes. What you been up to this past week?
I just been chilling. The usual, working.
The usual.
You know.
You got a job?
I'm working. No, hell no. Look, I work for me.
I know that's right. I'll do jobs, bitch. I am a job.
And that's on period. Mm. But no, yeah, I've been like working on some shit that I got coming soon.
Okay.
Or whatever. And you know, working on Poor Minds.
That's good. You having a productive week. I didn't do shit this past
working
week.
Working on some other things.
I know that's right, queen. I haven't been doing shit. I went to Miami last week. Mm-hmm. I was fucked up for the entire week. You know what's crazy? I really feel like...
Did you have fun?
I had a great time. I pulled so many BDBs. Mm-hmm. It's really crazy. Like, at this point, I feel like it's a gift. It's really
pulling
a gift.
BDBs?
Yes. Like, I don't even have...
You're just like a BDB magnet.
I don't even have to try no more. Like, mm-hmm. I really do not have to try. I don't have to go out and look for them. I remember there was a certain time in my life. Mm-hmm. I used to, like, go out and be like, damn, what a rich niggas at? What a niggas at?
Really?
Yeah. Like, I used to be looking for them. I did. You know what I'm saying? But now it's just like, I know when I go out, they gonna find me. Mm-hmm. And they definitely found me.
So you been talking to him?
I've been talking to one.
Okay. How's that
been going? I mean, he cool. It's too early to tell.
It's only been a week.
Yeah, it's only been a week. I mean, he already gave me some money, so that's a good thing. You know, that's a good sign.
That
so
is always a good sign. We always like to get them coins up front.
Love to get the coins up front. He put a down payment on that pussy.
I need to know what you about.
Mm-hmm. So I think I'm probably gonna go back soon. And see what he's talking about.
Oh, he lived there.
Yeah, he lives there.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I thought maybe he was like, you know, visiting too.
Well, the other one I met, he lives like, he has a bunch of different places, different areas, but.
Hey, that's the one you're not talking to?
This is the topic that we're going into.
Okay.
Today, I wanted to talk about curving BDBs. Because every time you meet a BDB, just because a nigga got money does not mean you need to fuck with him.
I agree.
So
I love to curve BDBs.
What is the reason you would curve a BDB?
I be curving niggas.
Wait, before we get into this conversation, I know we do have some new listeners and y'all ask us what is a BDB all the time.
They do.
A BDB is a big dick baller. Okay. All right, go ahead.
So I be curving BDBs for a lot of different reasons.
Mm-hmm.
They be lame. Being number one.
That's
and
like
usually
the, main
the
thing.
Most prominent reason
yeah.
is because they be lame. Like yeah. I don't care how much money you have if you still a lame nigga. Like money does not unlame you.
Right.
You know what I mean? Now you just a lame ass nigga with
money. Right.
You used to be a poor nigga with money, now you a lame nigga with money. Like you know what I mean? Like I said, money don't make you not lame. And a lot of these niggas be lame as fuck.
Right.
You know what I mean? And then a lot of them be I don't know, their personalities be trash because all they have to lead off with is their
money.
So they don't be having no good conversation.
Right.
You know what I mean? The shit that then they be bragging all the damn time. I hate niggas like that who braggy. Mm-hmm. Especially if you braggy and you ain't did shit yet. Why the fuck you bragging to me about what you got? I don't give a fuck. It ain't mine.
Right.
So, I mean, for me, that's usually, honestly, the main reason why
I
curve BDBs.
I had to curve somebody that's been in my DMs. And I was like, you know, trying to see what he was talking about. But he just got overly sexual too quick. And if you get...
What was he saying?
Like, he said something, like, I had posted something. I think he said something like, sit on my face or something stupid like that. Like, it was just kind of corny. And I was like, I don't even know you.
Put that pussy on me, don't be running.
Do you want to die, nigga? You ain't seen Garfield. He don't know. Sit on your face. That's a death wish. Niggas don't know. But yeah, I just feel like if you're too overly sexual in the first like few conversations we have, we not there yet, poo poo. Like, I don't like that. Like, stop saying. I feel like
men should always go off of what you own.
The vibe.
Yeah, they should go off of what you own. Like, if I'm not being sexual and I'm not giving you a reason to feel like you should be being sexual with me, don't say no sexual shit.
Right. Because don't get me wrong.
We ain't even fucking. So why are you talking to me about sex?
Right. Because don't get me wrong. I am very, very horny. I don't hide that.
Girl, we all know that.
I'm very horny, but the thing is.
That's probably why them niggas be being sexual with you. Because honestly, niggas don't really be doing that to me in the beginning.
They do, but I didn't even say nothing.
They be knowing that you horny.
They, but I'm horny for who I want to be horny for. Like, just because I talk crazy and shit, you still got to respect me. I'm a lady.
They probably be seeing them clips on your page talking about eating ass.
They be like, ooh. Let me slide them
down.
About
to get my salad tossed tonight.
But I just be like, don't get me wrong. I do be talking crazy on this show, but it's like, damn, I'm still a lady, y'all. Uh-huh. I said, you gonna respect me, y'all. So my thing is, okay, so let me tell y'all about what happened in Miami. And this goes back to you talking about niggas being braggy.
Okay.
It was just.
Wait. Okay.
Like you said, you don't like when guys brag too much.
I was trying to think about like the nigga that it was.
It was I know y'all saw me in a Lambo. I was in a Lambo, the one I was in a Lambo with. So, you know, it was cool. We met him at the club. We was all like smoking, drinking. He paid for our tab. That was cool. He was very, very sweet. Took us out to the office. We had a good time. We was throwing money, this and that. But it got to a point to where he was just like, yeah, I'm a good nigga. I'm a good nigga. I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to spoil you. Okay, that's cool. And then it was just like, he started telling me, yeah, I flew my homegirl and all her friends out to like Mexico. I paid for everything. They all out there. Okay. It was like, he kept saying what he does for other people. Yeah, I just bought my homegirl a Rolex. Okay. He just kept telling me the things that he's done for everybody around him. And it got kind of weird. Mm-hmm. So then we was like driving past Salt Bay, you know, Salt Bay restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
So we drove past Salt Bay restaurant. He was like, yeah, I took one of my homegirls there for her birthday. We ordered food. Our tab was like $800. I said, oh yeah, I've been there. I went to Dubai. Like, stop trying to stunt on me. Like, let's bring this shit down a notch. Because I kept being quiet about everything that he was saying. And it was just a little too much for me. It was just a little too braggy.
That's just always weird to me, too. It's like, I am in my late 20s. Like, you think I haven't done this shit
already? I am 31.
I haven't done this shit already? Like, what the fuck? Like, I could understand maybe if we was, like, 21, 22.
Right, and that's my thing.
But it's like, we're, you know what I mean? We're a little seasoned.
I'm very seasoned, bitch. So, I'm gonna give your ass high blood pressure fucking with me. This is a lot of salt, sodium, bitch. This is a lot of fucking seasoning, hoe. So I don't know why you talking
fuck
to me like
bae.
That.
I am Salt Bae.
I am the Salt Bae. So why is you playing with me? Stop it.
Yeah, I hate that type of shit too because it's like, who gives a fuck about, I don't care what you do for other people.
I really don't.
That's one thing about me. Shit like that don't impress me. I don't care what you do for all the people around you, for your bros and all these other hoes. I don't give a fuck about none of that shit. What are you going to do
for me?
If you're not doing nothing, then you can get the fuck.
And then he was kind of being a little sexual with me. He was just like rubbing on my thigh and just being like, ooh, I want
sexual.
You. I want you. And then I guess he was trying to compliment me. He was like, ooh, girl, what you mix with? And I hate that.
Yeah, we both hate that.
He was like, oh, what do you mix with? Because, you know, I had my hair up, half down. I got a leave out. And it was like curly. Mm-hmm. And this hair kind of has like a kinky texture to it a little bit. So it looked like it could be my hair. Mm-hmm. It did. But stop acting like black girls can't have long hair, okay? I mean, I know I look a little choppy, you know, when the wind blow a certain area. But
I'm dead.
I am a nigga. He was like, what you mix with, nigga?
Yeah, that's really weird when guys do that and they think that they're complimenting.
That's not a compliment.
Like, it's not no compliment for you to be trying
to. I feel like black women look exotic. Black women are exotic. Don't matter where they from. Like, that's just how we look. We're a beautiful group of women.
And where's this obsession with, like,
being mixed?
Looking exotic and being, yeah.
But everybody is exotic. If I'm talking to a nigga from fucking Italy, I'm exotic to him. Exotic means somewhere out the country, right? Exotic means it's somewhere foreign. America is foreign to Italy. So if I'm talking to an Italian nigga,
he gonna think you exotic.
I'm exotic. Everybody is exotic.
Everybody is
exotic.
Okay.
What is exotic? What's the definition of exotic? Google it real quick. Let me Google it real quick.
Yes, Google it.
Because I feel like everybody is exotic to somebody by definition, right?
But I think when people talk about, I think what we're talking about and what we're talking about when guys say that to us, we're talking about physical features.
Oh, right. But the definition of exotic is originating in or characteristic of a distant foreign country.
Right. I agree. But what I'm saying is, I don't think that that's the context of how niggas be meaning it when
well,
they're
these
saying
niggas need,
that to us.
They need to educate themselves, because I'm exotic.
That's why they be asking you what you mixed with.
Nothing! Just because I'm exotic don't mean I gotta be mixed. Damn! I'm very exotic. We all exotic. You exotic, Barbara exotic, Annie exotic. The whole team exotic.
I'll wait till we get to where we're talking about the taste pills.
Oh, okay. So, yes, I just feel like sometimes you do need to curve these BDBs, ladies. Like, just because a man has money does not mean he's worth your time.
Yeah.
And I want to put an emphasis on that. A lot of niggas be lame. A lot of these niggas be lame.
I done fucked a BDB and I was like, dang, he lame as fuck. Why I fuck this nigga? This nigga was lame as fuck. And it just be embarrassing. You really do. It's like, it doesn't matter how much money a nigga got. If he corny, he corny.
He corny. That's not gone.
I hate this shit.
A lot of times you'll be sitting on a nice ass vacation with a nigga money and you be like, why am I here?
I got so many niggas in my DMs right now that like, I just won't even respond to that shit. Like, I just won't even open it. Because I just don't even want to deal with them because I know they lame already.
Right. Well, for me, I feel like it's a lot of niggas in my DMs just like, yeah, I know they lame, but it's like, why?
What you mean?
Like, why, I just don't feel like, what's the point? Like, if I feel like we have a few conversations. Like, you said you don't respond, but sometimes I'll respond to them, but the conversation just not there off the bat. I'm like, this is going to be pointless.
Well, the only time I don't respond is if I kind of are. Because, I mean, I feel like certain niggas, like popular niggas and shit, you kind of already know certain shit about some of them. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it's like, it's certain niggas who will slide in my DMs. I just automatically be disinterested because of things that I've already seen.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, and of course, granted, you have to get to know people for yourself. You can't just be going off right. of what you see and what you hear. But at the same time, I feel like if multiple people be saying the same thing about one person or multiple people, I mean, multiple situations have happened with this one person, yeah, you probably lame.
And not so only that, I hate when niggas be sliding my DMs, liking all my pictures, doing all this, and then I go to your page and you got a fucking Christmas picture up with your family.
I hate that too. Well, that's another reason why I curve BDBs. I don't want no nigga that's married.
I do not
want in a relationship with somebody.
I got enough of those. I don't need no more. I don't need no more on my roster.
I'm done. No part.
Actually, I'll say this. I'm done with that chapter in my life. We'll say that. I'm not doing that shit no more.
You're not going to date married men no more?
First of all, I only dated one.
In 2021?
I'm not doing that shit no more.
That's
I feel like
good.
I got.
I'm proud of you.
But no, but the thing was, like I said, I got from that situation what I wanted. It was a cool little situation, but I mean, it was kind of like, all right, thanks. Thank you for your time. Thank you so much for your time and your money. We're going to move on to the next situation.
I mean, yeah, but like I said, like, what is it going to grow to be?
Well, that situation was different because, like I said, when I first started fucking with him, I didn't know he was married till like later on, right. Like in the situation. I was kind of already deep into the situation. So it was kind of like a fucked up, you know? But I mean, I still made the choice to fuck with him, but I'm not doing that shit no more. Like, when niggas slide in my DMs and you got a fucking family picture, why are you DMing me? Why?
Because he wants you to be a part of the family.
No,
too.
Fuck that. I'm done with that.
He
being cool
to have your
shit.
Baby in the Christmas pictures next year.
Bitch, I don't have kids around here. Y'all know I got the whole VIP section in heaven right now. All my kids up there chilling.
Not the fucking VIP section.
Yeah, they up there chilling.
But yeah, I don't know. Like, these niggas be lame, and especially niggas too who be like sliding in your DM and they be like, oh, I got 5K for you. It's this one nigga.
Ooh, let's talk about it. I love when you spill a little tea.
It's this one. It ain't about to be no tea. It's this one nigga that keeps sliding in my DMs and he like, I got 5K for you.
Well, send it, bitch.
Right. He like, I got 5K for you if we spend one day together. Sir, get the fuck up out my DMs. I know you ain't got 5K.
Right.
I know you don't.
How you know?
Because he probably don't. I'm not talking, you know. You be going looking at niggas. You can tell by the aesthetics.
You can.
Whether or not a nigga got money.
I want that down payment.
And plus, I feel like niggas who really got it, like, I literally have never fucked with a BDB who really was doing shit for me, ended up doing shit for me, mm-hmm. who in the beginning was just talking so much.
Right.
Them it's niggas ain't never slid in my DMs and like, hey, I got 5K for you. Right. They just gonna give you the 5K when y'all go out to eat.
Ooh, not when you go out to eat. Ordering the asparagus and a side of Benjamin's.
I'm just saying. Benjamin's at Ben again.
Okay.
Nah, I'm lying, because who the fuck is that Ben again? Ben ain't even open no more.
It's not open. R.I.P. Ben again.
I'm crying, because I'm just thinking about Jay from, like, Kiki Party.
Oh, yeah. I am dead. So, yes, there is situations where you have to curve BDBs. A lot of times, if a nigga is too braggy and he's talking about what he gonna do, those usually be like, a lot of times these men, they do have money, but they're trying to lure you in by the lifestyle and not actually doing shit for you. You know what I'm saying?
No, I disagree. Because a lot of the time, these niggas don't even be having the money.
I mean, no. I feel like the dude that I met in Miami, he definitely had the money. But I just wasn't about to... How many conversations
and
are we going to have
money?
About...
Whose money is it? Is it your money? Or is it somebody else's money? Because a lot of these niggas be scammers. And that's another topic.
Exactly.
Because that ain't your money.
He was talking about his businesses a little bit, but I don't really care. I wasn't really too. But the other BDB was cool. He was more laid back. He took us to the club. Like, we turned up. We was popping bottles. Like, he was like, oh,
y'all
send you.
Bottles?
Yeah, he sent me some money. And so I could have some little spending money for the next day. Like, he was cool. He don't be blowing me up. It's just like, he was like, whenever you want to come back, you got your G pass in Miami. You good? I said, mm-hmm. Oh, man, I'm coming back to this motherfucker. Yeah, so the second BDB I met, he was lit. He mm-hmm. was lit. We had a good time. And he kind of hood, too. You know, that's different for me. I don't really like hood niggas.
Different for who?
For me. I don't really date hood niggas.
I love hood niggas.
I know that's right, queen.
I do. I love when they be having neck tattoos.
You just got it in a little moment.
I did. Oh, I remember it was this one nigga that went to my high school. He was so fine. Everybody thought he was so fine because he had this tattoo on his neck. I ain't going to say what it say because then I feel like the people that went to
school. Oh, okay. They going to know. Yeah, they going to know.
Who I'm talking about. But everybody thought he was so fine because we was like 16 and he had this neck tattoo.
Oh, my God.
He was fine as fuck. Now he be looking. God bless him.
All right. So. Amen. Yeah, so let's go to the next topic. What was the next topic you said you wanted to talk about? Because I know one thing about Drea is when we go eat, Drea gonna order the whole left side of the menu.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
Do I?
Yeah.
I don't be ordering like that.
Not like, but you do that whether you're on a date, by yourself, with me. You just like to order.
I'm definitely going to order like everything that I want for sure, mm-hmm. no matter who I'm going to eat with. I wanted to talk about finishing your food while you're on a date. Like finishing your plate, you know, getting a little to-go plate.
Mm-hmm.
How you feel about that, Lick?
First of all, my nickname is Big Mama, bitch. The fuck you think I'm about to do?
I just have always felt like you gotta be yourself. You know what I mean? Whether you on a first date, second date, third date, whatever, you gotta be yourself. So it's like, if you like to eat all your food, if you a big girl inside and you wanna eat your whole plate, bitch, eat your whole plate. That nigga gonna either respect it or he not. But I'm not about to be trying to sit there, because I feel like some girls be trying to eat cute and be cute on the first date. I'm not doing all that. If I'm hungry, I'm gonna eat.
And I feel like we're going out to eat because we're hungry. First of all, bitch, I'm ordering some crab leg. I'm about to bust them holes down. I'm about to give me a little steak, a little surf and turf. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to order all that shit. I be hungry. I am hungry. I'm a hungry ass bitch.
That's what I'm saying. I be hungry as fuck too. So it's like, I'm going to eat.
I'm ordering.
I don't give a fuck. I'm going to order everything that I want.
I be ordering drinks.
And I'm going to take a to-go plate too.
If I don't finish it. Now, I usually do finish my food.
I don't never, but you know, I never really finish my food.
Yeah, you don't really finish your food.
I always take a to-go plate.
My plate be clean, nigga.
But if I could, like if my stomach was that big, I would definitely eat all my food.
Oh yeah, I eat all my food. Half the time when I finish my plate, they be like, we don't even got to run this through the dishwasher.
It be so damn clean.
It be clean, man. It be clean. But like I said, I feel like if a man is taking you out to eat, y'all are supposed to eat. It's natural. We eat. We're humans. I don't understand why women have this thing like, oh, I have to be so cute. You already cute. You made it to the date, bitch. Y'all on the date. He already think you cute.
That's what I was about to say. I wonder why women be feeling like it's not okay to eat all their food on the first date.
You know what? I feel like we are in this time where... women just go above and beyond to impress men.
And I don't understand why.
You think this nigga care if he eat all his food? No. He about to eat all his food.
He sure is. And he gonna get a to-go plate for his wife.
Was that a slug?
Cause no.
Because he don't be getting no to-go. He be with me for the weekend, bruh. Chill.
No, see, chill. He was not. But if the shoe fees.
Okay, all right. But no, I feel like we live in a time where women are going above and beyond too far to impress these men a lot of times. But you have to understand, like, if a man is asking you on a date, it's his job to be trying to impress you. Yep. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, look nice, dress up. But you being there this is his audition. Mm-hmm. And that's how I look at shit. Impress me. I'm the one you want. Men love to chase, and I need women to understand
and I
that.
I don't know, and let these men chase you. Like, some women just not realize that because they've never been chased or what? It's like niggas love to chase bitches.
Yeah,
like, they love to chase bitches. If it's too easy, niggas don't be wanting it for real,
right?
Like, he don't hit it. If you throwing it at him, he don't hit it.
I'm big.
I'm just being honest. I be feeling like I be trying to give a little free game, right? To girls, you know what I mean? If you throwing it at a nigga, he's definitely gonna hit it. But if it was too easy to get, it's nothing that's gonna keep him around.
Right.
You know what I mean? You gotta let a nigga chase you because that's what men supposed to do.
Right.
They're the ones who's supposed to be pursuing you, not the other way around. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You're not living to impress no nigga.
Right. But I also think as far as, you know, when you ordering food at a restaurant, also eating your food and doing all that is not a personality trait.
What do you mean? Like, I mean, of course not.
Well, because some people think like, oh, yeah, I'm a big bitch. I'm about to eat all my food and I'm going to do whatever. Like, that's not a personality trait. Like, just eat your food. Like, a lot of times people think it's like, oh, it's cute and it's funny because I'm going to order all this food and I'm going to eat all this food. You see what I'm saying? Does that make sense? Like, they think it's like they think it's, you know how, like, no offense to any of the white women that listen to this show, but you know how white women, they feel like it's a personality trait. They're like, oh my God, I drink a bottle of wine a day. Like, they think like that's a personality thing. Like, oh my God, I love pizza and wine.
I'm so down
to earth.
I've never looked at it that way.
No, but that's how they are. That's
not
how
that you said it, I guess. Yeah. That kinda does.
Yeah, so like, you know, that's how white women are. They feel like, oh, I eat pizza and I drink wine. I'm cool. I'm the soccer mom. So sometimes I feel like women want to be like, yeah, I eat on the date. Like, I'm real. I'm down to earth. I eat. Like, sis, just eat your food. Just eat your food. It's not a personality trait. Just order your food, order what you want, and have a nice dinner and enjoy yourself. You should not be going home hungry because you're trying to be cute. That's all I'm saying.
Why would you go home hungry when you want a date?
Because some women do that.
That's wild as fuck. Because, baby, I'm about to order whatever the fuck I want to order on the menu. Period.
Mm, we running like the tab
but
up over here.
I also do that on my own.
That's what
too.
I'm saying. Like, when we go out to eat, we gonna get our appetizer. You usually get an appetizer. I get one. We eat that. Then we get our entrees. We ordering drinks. Every time we go to whatchamacallit, we usually get a bottle of wine.
Where?
What's the Del Frisco's?
Oh yeah,
love to get a bottle of wine because it's cheaper. Honestly, you know, sometimes
it's
you gotta pop the bottle.
It's cheaper to order the bottle.
I'm not gonna lie. If I'm going to like a steakhouse, especially fucking with me and my wine, you know, I love my Chardonnay. If a nigga is taking me on a date, you better order a bottle. It's going to be cheaper. Because the glasses be kind of expensive. And you know they got the 6 ounce or the 8 ounce. Mm-hmm. Baby, I'm going to get that 8 ounce. You hope that. I'm going to ask for a double, too. You better just order that bottle.
The 8 ounce steak, too.
8 ounce? Man, I'm giving me that porterhouse. 24. 20.
You don't even be eating
I'm riding
all
on 24.
You do...
When they say 24 hours, I'm not talking about my rims. I'm talking about my steak, nigga.
Bitch, 24 ounce?
Hell yeah. And I wanted the crab topping. What they
you
call
it?
You
the truffle butter on top with the little crab.
Meat. And I'm getting the lobster mac and cheese. Lobster, you got to get the lobster
cream
mac and
spinach.
Cheese. The cream spinach. Little broccolini.
Oh, I don't be liking broccoli.
Little oyster to start off with in the
gotta
bottle.
Get the oyster.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm ordering it up.
Gotta get some crab legs.
I got to get the crab legs. And I'm busting that bitch down. And you know I'll be excited when I'm about to eat them.
You do. I be excited too. I start humming.
Oh, amen.
I am so happy to eat.
Yeah, so I feel like this is how I eat on my own. When I go out with my friends. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to change just because I'm trying to be nice. Like, I'm not doing none
of
that shit.
Why would you be being nice when a nigga like if a nigga asks me on a date, well, I'm not okay. gonna be courteous about what I'm ordering.
And this is a good point. I'm glad you said that. Because some people feel like when you're going on a date with a man, you need to be considerate about what you ordering and not do too much.
I mean, I will say this. I do feel like this, though. I'm not going to lie. I feel like if you go out to eat on your own and you going to be ordering double lobster tails mm-hmm. and 24-ounce steaks and shit, then you don't need to be doing that when you go with it.
I agree.
Just being a little extra.
I agree. I definitely 100%.
But if that's what you used to and that's what you do on your own, why the fuck I'm going to be courteous just because I'm on a date with this nigga?
Yeah, I'm not.
No.
I order everything all the time. So like I said, I'm a big bitch. If you ask me on a date, you should already know what's up. Mm-hmm. I'm going to eat. I'm going probably going to get a bottle of wine.
So don't ask me on a date. So if just you, don't ask if you me. Don't want that shit to be ran the fuck up. Don't
you
well
if you have a problem with
that, I'm gonna run it up.
You're not a BDB though. If you have an issue with a girl just ordering whatever she wants, it's
I do remember. I was gonna say I can't remember the last time I went on a date with a nigga and he was like tripping off of what I ordered. I do remember. It was like 3 years ago. And I had went on a date with this nigga. We had went to the Optimist. Mm-hmm. And I forgot what I had. I had just ordered a whole bunch of shit. Mm-hmm. But like every time I would order something, he would be like, "Dang, damn, you about to order some more shit? Yeah, and I'm about to order another drink too.
I'm dead."
And then I kept ordering shit. But then like when the bill came, he was just looking a little nervous. He was.
Gosh.
I mean, of course, I didn't go on a date with him again.
Right,
but. He was a little nervous.
I remember one time we went to brunch.
And I just couldn't imagine dating a nigga like that for real, for real. Like, where I gotta, like, monitor and right. Be conscious of what I'm ordering.
I remember when I first moved out here and we went to brunch that time. And your date had to go somewhere and then my date had to pay the tab and my date was so mad about it. Like, he was making such a big fucking deal. It's like, bruh, it's not that serious.
Well, neither one of them was giving BDB energy.
Not at all. Not at all. But it's just, when I be thinking about stuff like that, it's like, who cares? It's not that serious. Like,
yeah, it's not that serious. Who the fuck cares? Like, and then what type of nigga is you to be pressing your friend about sending you some money back?
Oh, the broke nigga
from
energy.
A brunch date. We wasn't even at dinner, nigga. We was at brunch.
It was brunch.
Niggas, all niggas was eating was a little French toast.
And mimosas.
A little French toast, a little turkey sausage.
I said, oh, can I get the waffle? Oh, I want chicken. Oh, you getting chicken too? Yeah, nigga, I'm getting chicken.
And it's like, brunch is literally the cheapest.
Brunch is the cheapest.
Well, until you start ordering the mimosas.
Well, it was bottomless mimosas, wasn't it?
I don't remember.
I don't remember either. That was so long ago.
And plus, I think I've just erased both them niggas out of my mental Rolodex.
Oh, not the mental Rolodex. I love when you use your big words. You is a smart bitch.
Girl, shut the fuck up.
Come on, Winnie. You gonna leave me hanging?
Oh, I'm sorry.
A Rolodex.
But yeah, I think I've tried to delete both of them niggas because they just was
bad times.
A joke.
Bad fucking times. Okay, so now we gonna get into
the bed.
Hey.
The bed.
Hey.
The bed.
Ow.
The bed.
Now, before we get into the bed, tell the girls what you've been doing to keep your BDBs hooked.
You know, I've been taking my little pills or whatever.
Okay.
Every day, I take two a day. My Taste Vita vitamins. Y'all need to make sure that y'all get y'all some. It changes the taste of your vaginal secretions.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all natural. And it's for men and women, so you can get your nigga some, too. So he can be tasting real yummy, yummy. Mm-hmm. Got that yummy, yum.
Hey, you got that yummy, yum, that yummy, yum, that yum. Not the dance move.
Yeah. So you can get your nigga some too. And like I said, it's all natural. It has strawberry powder, pineapple powder, cinnamon powder,
nigga
mango
bust
powder,
on you and it's gonna
and
taste
peppermint.
Like Starburst in this motherfucker.
Amen. So yes, don't forget to use your code POURMINES10 at checkout and get you a little discount. Okay?
We're gonna put the link in the description, okay? So today, I wanted to talk about hotel sex. Getting in at the hotel, motel,
holiday
inn.
He said not the holiday inn.
Oh, no, not the
He said not.
Oh, okay, whatever. So, do you like having hotel sex?
No.
Why?
Not really. I mean, it'd be cool. It just depends.
I love hotel sex.
Why?
Because I'd be like, nut everywhere. Nut on these walls. Nut on the lamp. Nut on the dresser. And guess what? I ain't got to clean that shit up. I'm about to bust, bust, bust on. I'm about to bust it but on the phone.
What I'm trying to figure out is why in the fuck would you be telling a nigga to nut on the walls?
Why not?
Nut on the dresser.
Why not?
Nut on me.
I mean, we can. We can nut anywhere.
I was about to say something else.
What?
I had to think about it. I'm not going to say it.
Well, I just
feel
like.
Nut on me.
Yeah, you can nut on me, but you're going to be nutting a lot of times because obviously we in the hotel. We staying wherever we at for a few
now
days.
I like balcony sex.
You do like balcony sex. I was just trying to take a little nap. I opened my eyes, Dre was on the balcony. I said, "Who?" Oh, God.
Dang, that nigga had some good ass dick, too. He was so lame. That nigga was so
he was beating.
Lame.
I seen it though. He was beating that shit up. I said, "All right, bro. I see you, bro, bro."
Bro.
He was beating that shit up. I said, "Go, Drea.
First of
go,
all,
Drea. Go, Drea.
Don't be letting Lex lie to y'all." Really and truly, she was mad.
No,
was.
No, because you know what?
She said she felt violated.
I did feel violated. I seen that little pussy busting open. I said, "Ooh." Then I seen his booty cheeks was clapping. I said, "This too much. This too much. This too much." I had it a rough day. That's when I was real, real broke.
Thank you for Annalise.
I know. I grabbed my shit.
I got her purse.
I got my purse and I left.
I said, "What the fuck?" When I came back inside, I said, "Lex." Lex.
Oh, my God.
I was gone. She sent a text or nothing.
Mm-mm, I had to go. I seen too much booty hole. I said, "No, thank you."
But no, I love balcony sex. So, yeah, if we're staying at a hotel and we have, like, a beautiful view, mm-hmm. I could definitely get with some balcony
sex. Well, I think I like hotel sex, like
but
I said.
But that's really it. Honestly,
I like it because it's like I don't know. I feel like it's just a different scenery. I feel like I'm not at home
because it ain't your house.
Yeah, I don't have. I can fuck shit up. Like I be in there fucking shit up. Just be taking the cover off of pillows for no reason. Get this shit off of here. Just for no reason.
You hanging on chandeliers.
Hanging on chandeliers. I just be doing everything. Just ripping the phone off the wall. Why you do that? I don't know. It's like, I feel like you could just really cut up in a hotel and it just doesn't matter.
But do you? Like, have you just had, like, some crazy ass sex in a hotel that you didn't have, like, that you haven't had before at your house?
I have crazy sex anyway, but I feel like, you know, after...
But I'm talking about, like, next level.
So
where it's different from if you doing it at your house or in
your house. No, it's not. It's not. But what I'll say this, like, the next morning, like, I got some dick the other night after the party. And it's like, when I woke up the next day, I was just like, "Oh my God, my room was a mess because everything be everywhere." Because I move around a lot during sex. Like, we be going on the corner of the bed. I got a dresser. Like, my dress is big. We go on the dresser. So things were just miscombobulated. So the next morning, I wake up, and not only do I have to cure myself from my hangover, but I also got to clean up my room.
Yeah.
So I feel like I can act the ass in the hotel room. We can just leave, go to brunch, go to breakfast.
And it's going to be clean.
And it's going to be clean when I come back. So I ain't got to be a maid.
Well, these days, because you know they be only cleaning your room every 2-3 days.
Oh yeah, at the hotel. Well, you know you have to call and request it.
Oh, okay.
You got to call and request. So I'm be like, "Come clean this nut up, girl."
Why was your lip shivering like this?
Because I was trying not to laugh. So yes, hotel sex is a go for me just because, like I said, I don't have to clean up after myself.
I mean, don't get me wrong, it's nothing wrong with hotel sex, but for me, it's just kind of like, to me, it's the same.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same as fucking in my house.
I mean, it is, but like I said, I don't
or
like
fucking at a nigga house.
Yeah, but no, I'm not gonna lie though, like.
I mean, but
fucking at a nigga house, I do be kind of feeling bad, like when I be squirting on their sheets and stuff.
I don't.
You don't feel bad?
BDBs be having hella fucking sheets. That's one thing
that
about
is
them.
True.
Cause they be having to change them house while you come. Yeah. They gonna have to change them after you leave.
They do. They do.
So they be having hella sheets. So no, I don't ever feel bad.
I be like, "Ooh, my bad." Be feeling like a waterbed in that hoe. Surf.
But
no,
bitch. Yeah, I just feel like hotel sex is cool.
Okay,
but,
okay.
You know, like I said, to me, it's just kind of the same.
It's just whatever.
Yeah. Now, unless we like somewhere exotic.
Like me exotic?
Yeah, like, no. That's not really exotic.
I'm exotic. I told you the definition.
I know.
What you mean exotic?
Out the country. That's...
I'm out the country to an Italian man, but
okay.
Keep going.
So like if we in Italy.
Ooh!
Yeah. So like if we in Italy and we have like a beautiful, crazy ass hotel room. And
looking
like,
at the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
Yeah, like some shit like that. Okay, mm-hmm. Yeah. Hotel sex is next level, but here in the States, like, who gives a fuck? I feel like every time I go to like stay at a hotel in America, it just be kind of like, okay, cool, whatever.
Not me, bitch. I just be happy to be there.
Like, I stayed at a nice ass hotel not even a few months ago. It was like last month or whatever. And I mean, it was beautiful.
Right.
But it was just kind of like.
Nah, bitch, I'd be excited. I'd be in Vegas like, ooh, like, I can see the Hard Rock Cafe from here. I'd be excited.
And I got some dick too. And it was good. But it just wasn't no different if I would have fucked him at his house.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I'd just be excited to be out of town. That's all. I'd just be happy.
Then hotel sheets be white. You got to make sure you wipe your makeup off.
Ooh, I don't be wiping nothing off. Them sheets be brown.
Really?
I don't give a fuck. I don't give a... That's why I said I'm at the hotel. I'm not at home, nigga. I don't give a... Smear on. My eyebrow be on the pillow. I get up, it's lashes, a mouth print, and an eyebrow print. They be like, oh, Lex staying
here
again.
Your whole face on there.
Like, oh, Lex P is here again. Yeah, bitch, I'm here. I'm here. So, yes, hotel sex is a go for me. Let me know if y'all like hotel sex.
Yeah,
or is it just me? Because I like that shit. I like that shit.
It's cool, though.
So, now we're going to get into the bop.
The bop.
Hey.
The bop. What's your bop?
Ooh, I got a good bop this week. So, first of all, did you already make the Bryson Tiller and Drake song your bop? You did, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
I finally decided to listen to it because, you know, I don't really listen to a lot of, like, I guess, mainstream stuff too much. But I finally listened to it, and it's actually a really good song. So, shout out to you.
The one on Bryson Tiller's album?
Yeah, Out of Time. I finally listened to it, and it's actually really good.
You said you had never listened to it before.
Because I listened to Bryson Tiller a little bit. Like, I like that Inhale song he had, but I don't really listen to, like, mainstream artists like that. I really don't. Like, when I'm at home, like, you can see, like, all these are just, like, indie artists. Like, I really don't listen to a lot.
You do listen to a lot of indie music.
Yeah, so my bop of the week is an EP by Etta Bond. It's called 2 Meters Apart. This is a white girl, y'all, and she can sing her ass off. I love a good whitey that can sing. Okay,
is she British?
I don't think so. Now, see,
because them British white women,
see,
sounding like
they do. And see, everybody wants to give Adele the door, but let's not forget it was Joss Stone that walked so Adele
and
could
Amy
run.
Winehouse.
You know, but Joss Stone was before that.
No, she was, but Amy Winehouse was before Adele.
But that's what I'm saying. Everybody want to give, but people give Amy Winehouse her flowers. They do. People love Amy Winehouse. Yeah. People love Adele. Y'all don't forget about Joss. I fell in love with a boy. You remember Joss? Don't do Joss. Joss, give her her things. Joss was sounding like Aretha Franklin on the track. She was.
Not Big Aretha.
She was. I said, I know this. I know she can cook. And then you see it's a skinny ass white girl. So yeah, you got to give Joss Stone her thing. So anyways, Etta Bond has a song called On a Beach. And her whole EP is basically kind of about like missing your booze because of quarantine.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just such a vibe that you can really relate to because quarantine has really fucked all of us up. Our situations. I got a whole BDB and a booze waiting on me right now.
That I can't even get to them.
You know what I'm saying? So the whole EP is kind of about like quarantine and like missing your boo. So the best song on the EP is called On a Beach by Etta Bond. It's a bop. I love it. Shout out to her. When I first heard it, I was like, oh, let me go to her Instagram page and see what she... I like to get the aesthetics of people. I said, oh, this a white girl?
You was shook.
I thought it was me singing at first.
You did not think it was you.
I did. I said, when I recorded this... Hold on, wait a minute, because you know I'd be drunk now. I couldn't remember.
You couldn't remember,
but it wasn't me. It wasn't me. So, yeah, shout out to Etta Bond on a beach. That's my bop
Bond,
by the way.
Like B-O-N?
B-O-N-D.
Oh, Bond.
Etta Bond. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
so, what about
so
you?
So, my bop of the week is Yo Gotti got a song called Wishlist.
Oops. This must be like...
And it's about, you know, I'm always come through with the hood classics.
The hood class. I will say I'm a Yo Gotti fan.
No, yeah. You really
I went through,
love
oh
that
my
song
God.
With him and Chris Brown.
I went through a whole little like moment that I was just listening to Yo Gotti all day, every day. Like,
yes, I fuck with Yo Gotti.
Okay.
At first, I used to listen to him, but then I felt like his voice sounded a little funny.
Why? Because he made that real music.
Yeah,
you wasn't ready for that real music.
I probably wasn't, but like over the years, I actually really like his voice now. I feel like it's what makes him different.
Oh, so. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so shout out to Yo Gotti. Okay, so y'all know we like to break lyrics down. We're going to break some lyrics down for y'all today. Now, this is one of my favorite songs. Yes, let me tell you why, though. I was like, when this song came out, I was just a little young tot.
I'm trying to figure out why was it your favorite song?
Let me tell you why. I was a young tot.
But you knew you was going to grow up to be a big tot.
This is why I love you. You knew I was going to say that. So can I sing it first? Can I sing the intro? My baby left me. Left me sad and blue. I didn't know what to do without my baby, 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 baby. And then I met his best friend, and he took me to his house. And I said, put it in my mouth, my motherfucking mouth, and you can eat me out. You never heard that song? Okay, so I wanted to break these lyrics down.
I've heard it before, but it just definitely was never like about
me. I was like 6 years old talking about put it in my mouth. Hey, this is a bop. Okay, so
I wanted
to break these lyrics down just a little fucking bit. So the first thing that she said, I met his best friend. And he took me to his house. Now, I want you to elaborate on this a little bit, because you've done that before. So tell us.
Wait, what?
You met his best friend.
No, I ain't never fucked with a nigga best friend.
Well, it was his...
worker.
I love when you do that. Okay, it was his worker. Okay, so let's go to the first verse. Okay, so he says, this is a rap song, y'all. He says, you want to go down? Why not? I'd be like Herbie and hand you a cock. Who is Herbie? And what does that mean?
The nigga she was fucking?
I'd be like Herbie and hand you a cock. Okay. And tell you that my name is AK. Get on your knees and make the breeze begin to blow.
What breeze? Oh, she's talking about the pussy farting.
This is a man rapping.
Oh!
The first part was the woman singing. Now, the man is rapping to her, right?
But so he's talking about the pussy farting.
I guess so.
Or he farting.
I ain't never had no pussy fart. I don't want... Hey, that pussy fart, don't come near me. Oh, wait, now this is the part. Okay, so we're gonna... he said, and fuck chapsticks. I'm coming ashy as hell with chapped dicks for your chapped ass lips. Creaming your teeth like dentists as I'm rubbing them. With an erection like ejections. Fuck it, I be drugging them. Is that kind of sounds kind of rapey?
First of all, chapped dick sound like he got some. He needs to go to the doctor.
Wait, he said, I'm coming ashy.
Why is your dick chapped?
I'm coming ashy as hell with chapped dick.
But he said she got chapped lips too, so they got the same thing.
They about to be in that bitch starting a fire.
Up in that bitch burning it up.
We be burning, not concerning what nobody want to see. Okay.
Thanks, because, hun, I don't want no nigga with no ashy dick.
Okay. So, yes, that was the song I wanted to break down just a little bit, give y'all a little bit of lyrics. But that was one of my favorite songs. I can't believe.
Interesting.
Put It in Your Mouth by, how do you say it? Akinyele? Is that how you say it?
Is he American?
Yeah.
He is. Mm-hmm. I literally have heard this song before, but it just never was a lot.
Boy, you can lick it, you can stick it, you can taste it. I'm talking every drip drop, don't you waste it. Baby, slurp it up, it's enough to fill your cup. I'm finger licking good, and I wish a nigga would go down kind of slow.
That sound like some salt and pepper shit.
Oh, now you know I love the salt and pepper. Don't get me started on Shoot, Bitch. That's my fucking song. Okay, so now we're going to get into the questions. If you want your question answered on the show, make sure you email us at askpoorminds@gmail.com. If you want to skip the line to get your question answered, you have to be the top tier patron on our Patreon site. So, yes, that's the only way you can skip the line if you're at the top tier, y'all. Because I know a lot of y'all are in the other tiers and y'all kind of send questions, but that's only available to the top tier to skip the line.
Y'all be sending questions. Y'all be sending emails. Y'all be sending DMs.
I'm dead.
Don't be DMing me asking no questions.
Oh, Drea!
Because what? I'm not going to answer. You got to write in. Why people be thinking they got special privileges?
I mean, the only time.
You
got
to write in to the show, askpoorminds@gmail.com, and then we going to answer your question. They be like, well, I wrote an email, but I'm going to still DM you.
I'm dead.
We ain't got that yet.
Yeah, we got a lot of questions. But I will say, if you are a Patreon, the top tier, you DM us on Patreon. That's how we get to
yeah,
them.
Yeah, you can DM us on Patreon if you're a Patreon member. But I'm talking about on Instagram.
I'm dead.
And Twitter. You know you be getting DMs.
I do. Sometimes I answer them.
But, okay, first question. Am I scared of the dick? Hey, Lex and Andrea. Hey, okay. My name is Monet, and I've become a huge fan of the show after listening to that booty hole.
That booty.
On the 85 South show. I'm a 22-year-old Leo and have been seeing this amazing guy who is also a Leo that's 27 for 2 years. We haven't done anything sexually yet, but because I lost a little self-confidence / self-esteem from a past relationship, what makes this all crazy is that he's willing to move at my pace. But whenever I try to make the first move, oh, I think we read this.
Mm-mm.
You don't think so?
Mm-mm.
Oh, I thought we read this before.
Oh, yeah, we did, because it says yam cobbler, and I remember the yam cobbler. Sorry, sis. I thought, oh, that one was open. Okay, go to the next one.
Okay, Mr. Good Dick and BM from Hell. Short and to the point. Hey, beauties. I recently broke up with the guy whose baby mama would stalk me, pop up when I was with friends, and figured out ways to check my ex's voicemail to find personal info about us and throw it in my face. I recently ended it because the man wasn't shit. He just had good dick, and I was starting to feel like I was losing myself and becoming insecure from the whole experience. What's your advice on moving forward and keeping my sanity after they both tried me?
Just block them and move on with your life. Like, they should be blocked on everything. Blocked from your phone, blocked from your social media. Everybody that, if this girl is like stalking you, everybody that's your friend should also have her blocked as well. Because obviously she's knowing where you are by following your friends and people that you're around and popping up. So everybody that you're friends with needs to block the both of them. You need to block the both of them. And just, people don't understand the power of blocking someone. Out of sight, out of mind. When you completely just don't see somebody and they're not around, you really do forget about that shit and you have no choice but to move on. So yeah, they both need to be blocked from you and everybody else around you. Simple as that.
Yeah, I feel like that's weird as fuck. Like, them type of bitches is the type of bitches that will kill you.
Exactly. Not being
because
funny, but they will.
Because she way too invested. You know what I mean? To be doing all of that, trying to find... What she said? Found a way to check her voicemails and all type of shit. Like, how the fuck you even find a way to do that?
Yeah, that's a little too much.
That's wild as hell. Like, I would definitely...
And then he only had good dick. He not even a BDB.
Yeah, I would definitely block him, block that bitch, and just...
Move on. Okay, so the next one says, question of the week. Hey, y'all. Okay, question. I've been with the same guy since I was 15, and we've been married for 4 years. I am now 26, and he is 29. The issue is, when we have sex, I'm not into it. So much to where my pussy don't even get wet for him, and I sometimes fake moan to hurry up and get it over with. I thought I had a problem, but one night in the bar, I chopped it up with a guy I've known for a few years, and I had to get up because I was so self-conscious that my period came on. Come to find out, sis was just wet as fuck off the conversation. Should I leave his ass or keep trying with him and this weak dick? Because at this point, I didn't care what to do. Damn, that nigga must have been talking good to you.
Right.
What the fuck was he saying?
At the bar. Off a combo.
She thought she was on her period. That thing was wet, huh?
Yeah, I just feel like the chemistry obviously isn't there anymore.
But this is her husband.
Oh, she said they married?
Yeah, she's married.
Oh, she did say they married.
So this is what you have to do, sis. Yeah. Y'all have to, I say this all the time. Y'all don't understand how good this works. I told y'all, I tell y'all this every week when y'all have problems coming with your man. You better watch some porn, get yourself off, and think about your man that's going to help you in the bedroom. Y'all need to bring other things into the bedroom. You need to find out what is missing. What are you missing? What did that man do or say to you that your husband is missing?
Right.
Like, you have to really dig deep and really accountability. If you don't want to find the problem, then it's not going to be solved. Because I feel like a lot of times people be like, you know what, this dick trash, I don't even want to try. But if you really have to open your mind up and really be open to trying different things with your man.
I mean, absolutely. Especially at this point, because y'all are married.
Yeah, you know can't what I mean? Just.
Like, this is your husband. This isn't. And I'm not going to lie to
you,
sis.
You keep giving him that dry pussy, he going to go get some more pussy. Yeah. It's both ended now. Just like you over there getting wet, nigga, his dick probably getting hard for some wet pussy now.
Yeah, he probably be saying it's your pussy trash.
Oh, damn.
Wait, he probably do, because she said he got whack dick. But then she just told us he don't even get whack, so he probably be telling his partners, man, I don't know what the fuck going on, but that pussy don't even get wet. That shit. I'm just being honest. Just like whatever you probably thinking about him, about the sex, he probably thinking the same thing. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? So I definitely feel like y'all need to figure out what's gonna work for y'all. Y'all need to incorporate some new things in the bedroom. I feel like people just make sex so like boring.
Yeah.
And it's so many things that you can always do to like spice it up in mm-hmm. the bedroom. You know what I mean? So I just feel like y'all need to spice it up.
Yeah, spice things up. And like I said, try the porn trick that I do. It worked wonders for me in a past situation. But toys, I do that anyway.
You can use toys. Mm-hmm. Make the foreplay a little longer.
Maybe you should try some sex pills, too.
Some she orgasms.
Yeah, the she orgasms pills.
The mm-hmm. she orgasms pills are great. So, yeah.
I think Kiki has a code for that, right?
Yeah, Kiki does have a code.
It's Kiki Said So, I think. Mm-hmm. So, I think yeah, just look like up she orgasms off. And use Kiki Said So. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It can help. It's all natural, too. Mm-hmm. So, okay. Everything's great, but the dick, though. Damn,
you niggas is out here slanging some trash dick. Damn!
Please keep me anonymous. Hey, Drea and Lex. Let me start off by saying I love y'all's show. Y'all are like the big sisters I never had. But I do need y'all advice. I'm going to attempt to keep this short. I met this guy in a group chat a year and a half ago, and we've been talking for a while now. He's from Toronto and is studying for his master's. He makes really good money for being 25. He's stable and got it all together. Anyways, for my 24th birthday this weekend, he came down from Toronto to spend time with me. This was our first time linking face-to-face, and the vibes were there. Great conversation, great energy. He gives me butterflies and keeps me smiling all the time. Corny, I know. No one makes me as happy as he does. I literally be curving men for him. He got me all the gifts I asked for, including the bags and necklaces. He even said there's more coming next month. He could be a BDB, but I want him as my man. But there's a problem. The dick ain't hitting for what it needs to be hitting for. The sex has been very depressing. How depressing.
Damn.
And I don't know if it's me or the fact that his meat isn't the biggest. He nuts quick or I just don't nut at all. Sex isn't a big deal, but Your Honor, I'm a freak bitch who likes to come multiple times. And that's not happening with him. He is perfect in every other way, but that. So would I be shallow to cut him off or should I give it time? Tell him the dick not hidden or suffer in silence. Just a note, we're going on a group trip with our friends in December to Mexico. So if I cut him off before, it might change the dynamic. Fuck, this was long. I'm sorry. P.S. He's already working on a sponsorship to move me to Canada and finish school there, all paid by him. Help me, please. Signed, a freak bitch getting weak dick.
Well, I will say sometimes you do got to give people chances, especially if he's making you feel all this. It's easier to find good dick than it is to find a man that's going to treat you right, mm-hmm. honestly. So I feel like stuff like this definitely needs to be worked out. Because I had a situation, I'm not going to lie. I told you about, I was fucking with a nigga. I actually talked about it on the show a while back. I was like, is something wrong with me? Like, the nigga couldn't get his dick up.
Yeah.
And I liked him so much and we just could not fuck. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what the fuck? I know it ain't me, baby, because I don't got no dry pussy now.
Yeah.
So I was like, what is it? But it was just like, sometimes people need more time to get to know each other. And we had to learn each other's body and learn what we like. Now it's like, bitch, the dick be hidden. Mm-hmm. So sometimes you do just need to take your time. Like, not everybody can just rip their clothes off and the sex is going to be amazing.
Yeah, I I totally agree. I feel like, you know what I mean, if he has all of these other amazing qualities that you love and he's such a great guy, I wouldn't just stop talking to him just because the dick is trash. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I feel like it's, again, it's stuff that y'all could do in the bedroom. Y'all could spice it up a little bit. And, you know, things will be better, but I wouldn't just stop because I feel like it's harder to find, to come across niggas who gonna really be just doing shit for you and he give you butterflies, mm-hmm. and you really like him. Like, it's harder to come across that, those type of things, you know what I mean? In comparison to like coming across good dick, it's a lot of niggas who got good dick. Right. Niggas be trash ass people.
Well, it's a lot of niggas with good dick, but obviously they're not fucking none of our listeners. Shit.
Right. So I definitely feel like you should have a conversation with him, though. Like, y'all need to sit down, talk about it. You need to let him know that you feel like, you know, he not pleasing you in bed. Mm-hmm. And this is what you need for him to do.
Okay, okay.
I think that's a good idea.
All right, so next one. It says 180 degrees. Hey, ladies. I watch y'all when I'm getting ready or just cleaning up, and you both have become my friends. So please keep going. I love you both and can't wait to hear your perspective. I'm 24, 2 kids, 2 and 3 years old, and have been married for almost 4 years. Before getting married, we were friends long distance, and I hadn't really had any serious relationships, let alone sex with anyone besides him. I recently found out my husband is a cheater and a cold-blooded liar. I decided to stop beating myself up for letting things get this far. I wish I could explain the details, but long story short, I've decided to stop fucking him, period. It's been 2 weeks as of now. He won't leave me, and since we share everything, I can't make him. I have been a stay-at-home mom, and I've helped him grow since we've been together. I even dropped out of college and acquired more debt in order to focus on what my family needed from me at the time. I felt comfortable doing this because my husband was always headstrong, and I didn't mind letting him lead. In hindsight, I have been so naive and I should have been more selfish, but I know that I'm a loving girl and I will always be a true nurturer. Having children just made me even more guarded of my personal life and space. I'm still processing the loss, but I intend to use the pain as a propeller into my purpose. Sounds great, right? But for serious. My question is, how can I put myself back into the world and find joy in just living? What would be some good ways to meet new people in a new city where I don't have any local friends? I want to work in the nightlife and spread my wings, but I'm so shy when it comes to making the first move and everything. I don't want to force a whole phase, and sex isn't on my radar yet, but I'd like to date other men since I haven't experienced dating as an adult. How do I have fun and still handle my business as a woman without letting any outside energy influence how I make my decisions for myself and my children? I don't want to play a catch up. I enjoy being 24. Sorry for the length. I could sign a book. I don't be wanting to read y'all's names because I know. But anyways, that's a tough one.
That's deep. And it's like, it's hard to say, oh, you shouldn't fuck with that nigga no more. Oh, you should leave that nigga because
that's your husband and y'all got two kids. But it sounds like she's kind of already made up her mind that she kind of wants to leave. So mm-hmm. I feel like one thing that you cannot do, this is what I always emphasize on this show. Yes, fuck with BDBs. Fuck with men who have money. But this is why, this is a perfect example for you, the listener that wrote in, and all the other listeners listening. Get your own.
Yeah.
Never let a man, I had a situation like that. That could have been me. I had a situation I was dating when I was always talking about the guy that bought me my car. Mm-hmm. He wanted me to drop out of school and move to LA with him because he was playing ball and this and that. And I just wouldn't do it because I always wanted to have my own.
Right.
It's cool to have a rich nigga, but you need to have your own. So the main thing that you need to focus on is yourself right now and healing and getting your shit together. Yeah, I know you want to date right now, but that I don't feel like that should be your focus right now.
Yeah, I agree. I definitely feel like, you know, with you having 2 kids and stuff, 2 young kids, that shouldn't really be your focus. You just need to be more so focused on getting your shit together, like being independent, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? So, like you said, you want to get into nightlife. I think that would be a great thing for you to do. You definitely in the right age group, you know what I mean, to mm-hmm. work in a club. And stuff.
And you're cute. Like, I see your pictures. Yeah, you're cute.
She's a cute girl too. So I definitely think you need to focus on you and your kids. And in due time, you know what I mean, the right nigga will come mm-hmm. along. And then you'll probably have a little bit more insight too about what you want to do about your marriage. Because mm-hmm. obviously that's not an easy decision to make too.
Like, I can't believe niggas ain't shit.
Yeah, they not.
But yeah, I just, I agree. I feel like the main thing is, that's why, I don't care what kind of situation I'm in. When a nigga that's giving me all kind of money, I can always leave when I want to because I have my own.
Right.
So I think that's just an important lesson for us all to learn here as a family.
Yeah, facts, for sure. You definitely want to have your own sheet so you can tell these niggas, fuck you, boy, bye.
Mm-hmm. So, yes, so, make sure if y'all want your question answered on the show, y'all email us at askpoorminds@gmail.com. You have anything you want to say?
No, just make sure y'all subscribe to our Patreon. Is what is it? Patreon.com/poorminds.
Yep.
Just make sure y'all subscribe to the Patreon.
Yep, and we got some more merch coming for y'all, so stay tuned.
Yeah, we do got some new merch coming soon. So shit's lit.
I wanna sing a song today. Just real quick.
What song?
Just
is
real
it?
Quick. We actually sang this last week together when we were leaving the studio, and it's just been resonating on my mind. Because I had such a good weekend with my little... I just had such a good weekend. Like, I just had an amazing... This past week, I've just had a good week. I'm on a high right now.
Okay, I'm a little sleep. I know.
So, let me just sing this so we can end the show. Huh? Roller coaster. Aloha. Roller coaster. You better sing it. Your love is like a roller coaster, baby, baby. I wanna ride. Yeah, that's how I feel, Big Daddy. Oh, sorry. We'll see y'all next week.
We know you like the Big Daddy.
Bye, y'all.
Bye, y'all.
Not the Big Daddies. That's you. Bitch. If somebody asked me in that shit one more time, I'm gonna scream. Every time he posts a picture, people be like, eat.